I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company's Cardinal for Kids series presents Garfield, the musical with Catitude. I took the WFIU microphone down to the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center to query the kids. First, I was checking on whether they actually knew who the chubby feline was.
A big orange cat.
Garfield is a fat cat.
He's a cat and lazy and bossy.
I know the cats, but I don't remember the names.
It seemed that the show had a knowledgeable audience. Then I checked out the level of enthusiasm.
Very excited. A 10.
Are you a 10 also?
Yeah.
One super! 10.
Super?
Yeah.
Well, 10, 10-2, and super. It seemed that the level of enthusiasm was high. Thanks to Claire, Sam, Kaylee, Oliver, Alyssa, Caleb, and Yaroslav for their comments. Indiana-born cartoonist Jim Davis has said that one of the biggest days of his life came in 1978. Davis's cartoon Garfield was syndicated in 41 newspapers. Since then, he's written, or in some cases co-written, all the Garfield TV specials, and he was one of the producers behind the Garfield and Friends TV show. Despite all this success, Davis always wanted to see his grumpy cat on stage and singing. Two early attempts showed promise, but they never made it to the theater. Sometimes three is the charm, and for Davis it proved true. He worked with Michael J. Bobbitt, a theater veteran and the artistic director of Adventure Theater MTC, to craft a storyline. Then Davis and Bobbitt went to composer John L. Cornelius II. Cornelius is a composer of concert music, and he also has work as a music director, arranger, and composer for a number of theaters. He contributed the lyrics and the music for the show. As the show at the Waldron began, the theater went dark, silence reigned, and the stage lights came up on a restive Garfield, or at least what we thought might be Garfield, in bed under the covers. There was a good deal of laughter as actor Jason Slattery battled with his alarm clock. Garfield pitched that offending clock off stage to the right and then to the left as Chris Krenning, as the clueless dog Odie, joyfully retrieved the offending timepiece. Garfield finally resolved things by beating the clock into submission with a bat. The audience cheered his success. One of the hits from the show is Garfield's angry response to Monday. He sings, he frets, he even tries to tear the page out of the calendar, all to no avail. Despite his Monday misgivings, Garfield is pretty excited because it's his birthday, and he's imagining a wonderful celebration. The only hitch is that no one else seems to be paying any attention to this momentous day. Arlene, his ever-want-to-be girlfriend, just seems to complain about missing him as her nighttime fence-sitting singing partner. Arlene, played by classy Ashley Dillard, with the Broadway Brooklynese and sadness of Miss Adelaide from Guys and Dolls, or perhaps Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors. Garfield's nemesis, the much-too-cute kitten Nermal, also seems unaware of the big day. Nermal's played with at least three extremely cute poses by Anna Butler. Even Garfield's human, John, played by Cardinal veteran Reed Henderson, seems to be just going about his normal daily routine. Odie, well, no one expects Odie to have a clue anyway. A deeply disappointed Garfield decides to run away. Out in the alley, he falls asleep, and there's a frightening dream sequence as he imagines his birthday continuing to be ignored by the whole family. Missing Garfield and worrying about him, Arlene leads Nermal and Odie out in search of the sad fat cat. They're united as Reed Henderson reappears as a uniformed and mustachioed animal control officer for a comical chase that was a high point of the show and ignited the audience. Well, back home, everyone is safe and sound. Garfield's still really bummed out about his birthday. Now, I'm pleased to say everything, the celebration, the presents, even Nermal jumping out of the cake, all work out for a happy and satisfying ending. The Cardinal Stage Company's Cardinal for Kids is directed by Micah Shane Brewer, music direction by Brian Samarzia. The set and the colorful costumes are by Chris Roten. Performances at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center continue through September 24th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.